Bhagavan and his loving devotees. 001. Now we will hear some special points about the famous Das Avatars of Bhagavan. Beginning with the first avatar, or descent, of the Absolute Supreme Personality, God. Matsya Avatar, who came in two different forms at two different times, so there are two appearances in different kalpas and ages of Matsya. When Brahmaji was about to go to sleep, the Vedas emerged from his mouth. A demon stole those Vedas, and then there was a partial annihilation of the universe. To rescue the Vedas from the demons, the Lord assumed the form of a fish. In South India, there was a great king named Satyabrata, who often did Nirjal Brat. One day he was offering oblations of water into the water of the Kritamala River, and suddenly he saw a small, tiny fish in his hand palms, which he threw back in the water. Then surprisingly, that small fish started speaking to the king. O King Satyabrata, if you do not protect me and take care of me, then the big fish will eat the little fish known as me. Please protect me. Compassionately, the king took the fish home and put him in a fish bowl. However, surprisingly enough, the fish started to expand and get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. He put him into a bathtub and then into a pool and then into a lake. And finally, he had to throw him back in the ocean. And still, the fish was praying to the king, "Oh, don't leave me here. Kindly protect me." Then the king said, "Who are you anyway? You're really bewildering me. Now I've thrown you into the ocean, and you're 800 miles long. I think you must be Bhagavan." And then Matsya Avatar spoke to King Satyabrata Muni. "On the seventh day from today, the three worlds will be submerged in the Pralaya, waters of devastation. By my arrangement, huge boat will appear before you. You should board that boat and take along with you the subtle bodies of all living entities within the three worlds, along with the seven sages, the Saptarishis, the Manasaputra, and all kinds of medicinal herbs and seeds." You can see the importance here of the subtle body, the sages, and the seeds. Because from seeds comes new life, and from sages comes eternal life and liberation. And from the subtle bodies comes the eventual gross body of all living entities. Subtle body means the sukshma sharir, manas, buddhi, hankar, chitta, which are carrying the living entity through the pran from one body to another. "For as long as Brahma remains asleep for his night, I will sport in this huge boat in the waters of devastation." Very interesting fact. When Satyabrata got on the boat, he didn't take the gross external physical bodies, but the subtle bodies of all the living entities. Next, highlighted here, will be the story of the churning of the milk ocean, Kheer Samudra Manthan, by the devas and asuras. When the devatas and asuras began churning the Kheer Sagar ocean of milk, the mountain Mandara, which started sinking because there was nothing to support it, they were disappointed to see this, and they realized that they were churning the milk ocean with Vasuki, the rope tied around the Mount Mandara, but it kept slipping this way and falling into the ocean of milk. There was nothing underneath it. So they realized that this impediment was an act of Ganesh. At that time, the Supreme Lord, Bhagavan, said, at the beginning of every endeavor, it's required that one should worship Ganapati, because without his blessings and worship, nothing can be accomplished. Therefore, let us worship Ganesh. This was certainly a lila of Bhagavan, since Bhagavan himself alone is swatantra and all-powerful and capable of doing anything. But still, at the commencement of any auspicious activities, it is one's duty to worship Ganapati. Even when Krishna, in Dwarka, was marrying his 16,108 queens, beginning with the beautiful Ruchiranana Rukmini Devi, in each one of those vivaha functions, Ganapati was worshipped first, because this is the law of the Veda, and Krishna is the compiler of the Vedas. Vedaischa savam aham eva vedyo vedanta krid Vedavid Evacham. When the demigods and demons, the devatas and asuras, were worshipping Ganesh, at that time, Bhagavan assumed and appeared in the form of a gigantic tortoise, a Mahakachua, Kurma, and he dove into the ocean, and he held Mandara Mountain upon his back. Then devatas and asuras started vigorously churning the milk ocean. The moving back and forth churning motion of the Mandara Mountain, the churning rod, gave a very pleasant sensation and relieved the itching that the Lord felt on his back. The Mandara Mountain and the devatas and asuras churning was like a nice back scratcher. As they churned, various items came, beginning with poison. Mahadev, Shiva, Nilakant took that. The many jewels came, Surabhi, the cow, a horse named Uchai Shrava, a gigantic elephant, Airavata, the Kostuba money, Vishnu took that, a desire tree, celestial women, then Lakshmi appeared, then Varuni appeared, and a large bow which no one could even move, so Bhagavan accepted that Danu. Then the moon came out of the ocean, and it was placed in outer space so that it could move about freely. Then a divine conch shell appeared from the churning, and finally Danvantari, the god of health, holding a pitcher of nectar, Amrit, in his hands. The asuras snatched a pot of nectar from Danvantari's hands as the devatas watched in sheer disappointment. However, to rectify the scene, Bhagavan appeared in a new form of a female named Mohini, and after bewildering the demons, he offered the nectar to the devatas. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. Jai Radhe, Jai Radhe, Radhe. And this next section is called Shri Vaman strikes a deal with the Brahman. Vaman and the Brahman. There is a very nice story regarding Bhagavan Vamandev's journey to the Yajna Shala of Bali Maharaj, Daityaraj Bali. As Vamanadeva was on his way to King Bali's Yajnashala, he had to cross a very deep river, and Vamanadeva was only 54 inches tall, which is about 1/3 meter. It's a very raging deep river, and he was carrying with him an umbrella. As we see the characteristic paintings of Vamanadeva, he has his umbrella, a water pot, a sacred staff or stick, waistband of kusa grass, a chadar, and a loincloth. So it's a little difficult to carry all these things since he was only a small boy. It's amazing, although Bhagavan is a source of all creation and millions of universes emanate from the pores of his body, still Bhagavan, in the form of Vaman, the child Brahman, had difficulty carrying his belongings. He entered the water, then Vaman came back to the shore, and he went into the water, and then had second thoughts and hesitation, and came back out, and then went in, and came back out, and went in, came back out. Finally, there was one elderly Brahmin was doing bhajan by the side of that river, and he spontaneously was attracted to that young, beautiful boy. He approached Vamanadeva, and he learned that this young brahmachari was on his way to the Yajnashala of Bali Maharaj, hoping to beg some charity from the great King Bali. That elderly Brahmin was duly impressed by the brahmachari's glowing effulgence. And knowing that Bali was very generous, the elderly Brahmin decided this is a good chance for him to get some money too, dakshina. So then that Brahmin made a deal with that brahmachari. Because for the elderly Brahmin, he thought, oh, this Brahmin is some nice, very effulgent, attractive brahmachari. And he said, listen, Vaman, whatever you get in charity, you have to give me half. And if you give me half of what you receive when you go to this sacrificial arena of Bali, then I will help you cross the river. So you can see that bribing to get things done has been going on for millions of years. Even the avatars of Bhagavan are being bribed. However, not being fazed or disturbed, Vamanadeva agreed to the proposal, so the Brahmin carried Vaman across the river on his shoulders. But as soon as that elderly Brahmin touched the Satchidananda Vigraha of Bhagavan Sri Vaman, he felt incomparable bliss. And the Brahmin was captivated by the inconceivable beauty, sweetness, touch, and words of the Lord. He was thinking that this doesn't seem to be like an ordinary brahmachari. This must be Bhagavan. And then he started drowning in an ocean of bliss. After walking halfway across the river, the elderly Brahmin said, I recognize you. You are the Lord of my heart. I will not let you go unless you promise to liberate me from the ocean of birth and death, samsara. And Bhagavan Brahmin replied, Oh, Brahmin, what are you saying? I am just a boy. I am the son of Kashyap and Aditi. I'm simply going to beg some alms from King Bali. The elderly and wise and perceptive Brahmin did not accept this. He was convinced thoroughly that this little boy, Vaman, was his Ishtadevata. Finding it impossible to conceal his true identity from his pure devotee any longer, Bhagavan showed his original Chaturbhuj form. After crossing the river, Vamanadev reminded the Brahmin that the deal they had made would remain unchanged, and thus that elderly Brahmin should come with him to Bali's Yajnashala to collect his share of whatever the king might offer in charity. But the Brahmin protested, "Oh, my lord, oh Bhagavan, that was before I didn't recognize you. I was in ignorance. I was a fool. I was stupid to ask for such a thing. I don't want anything from you." Smiling, Vamanadev left the Brahmin. This is the story of the Brahmin cuts a deal with Vaman. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Jai Shri Radhe.